Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
And that was Mike Tomlin giving you a big word salad on Aaron Rodgers. Now, there were, I guess, some things in there, but he didn't say he'll play. He didn't say he won't play. He didn't designate him probable, questionable, or doubtful, any of that stuff. That'll happen on Friday. He gave you the checklist of things he needs to do. He also peeled back some of the curtain that had been reported as far as Rodgers wanting to go back into the game. Rodgers telling Tomlin directly, I guess yesterday, that he wants to play in this game on Sunday. And Tomlin even saying it was a fractured wrist, like giving it fracture and broken wrist the same thing? If I fracture my wrist, is it the same thing as saying I have a broken wrist? Are they synonyms, guys?
There is no medical difference.
Okay.
According just very quickly to a Google, I always thought of when somebody said fracture, though, I thought it was less serious than break.
Fracture sounds like a worse word, though.
Break implies to me, like, I got the highlighter here in front. Like, imagine the highlighter.
And now it's in two
boom,
pieces?
The cap.
Yeah.
Fracture is like the cap is coming off, but it's still attached to at least part of the bone. That's how I think of it.
So there's no degrees to it? It's the same thing?
A stress fracture is not as bad as just snapping your ankle or snapping, like, a bone in your foot in half.
Uh-huh.
Stress fracture is like a crack, a fissure. So when they say fracture, I assume that means not as bad. You could see broken wrist. I don't know. Pony would be like his wrist is at like a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be a suggestion that it was not so good.
So do you want me right now to make the case for why it's a slam dunk for Aaron Rodgers to play? Or would you rather me give you the devil's advocate for Mason Rudolph? What do you want?
Are you saying why it's a, like, you're asking me, do I want you to make the case based on the evidence you have available to you why he will play?
Why not only will he play, but why it's the best move for him to
play? Well, I think the will he play almost was given away by Tomlin today. But I want to hear the first one. I don't want to hear the devil's advocate, because usually devil's advocate's my job.
But you're not really Mason Rudolph's advocate. So I don't know
if
I don't. Well, I want to just maybe...
All right, go make the devil's advocate.
Okay, I want to walk back something I said at the beginning of yesterday's show. I said at the outset of the reaction to the Bengals game that I wanted Aaron Rodgers to play against the Bears, and I still largely do. And the reason why was because Rodgers had the voluminous history of success against the Bears. He owns them, he scores touchdowns, and then shouts things at Bears fans, including older women there who were moms and grandmas in the front row, that he was the Bears daddy and things like that while doing his discount double check sign. Okay, so he has laughed at them, he has mocked them, he has toyed with them for years. And given the Steelers' lack of success in Chicago, I like the psychology of going with the guy who always wins there. But here is the devil's advocate to me, and I think I probably undersold this yesterday. I don't really think I'll speak for myself. I don't think I've really done it justice just how well Mason Rudolph has played when he's gone in and been the Steelers quarterback ever since he started that Christmas Eve game against the Bengals 2 years ago. I ran the stats on it. His passer rating is 120.04 in those four games. Drake May right now leads the NFL in passer rating. His passer rating is 113.2. Yes, it's a small sample size. yes, it's probably not, you know, anything that's worth thinking, oh my God, if he played a 17-game season, he'd be in the MVP conversation. But it's so unbelievably good, man, to the point where he is, on that metric, the best quarterback in the NFL when he played in what now amounts to a quarter of the season. I have to at least now second guess myself, like, wait a minute. I'm this sure that they should play a 41-year-old quarterback with a broken wrist over a guy that's been better than any quarterback in the league when he's played here over the last two plus seasons? It probably isn't that black and white, Chris. And I think you kind of danced around that a little bit yesterday when you started the show, like, hey, he's going to be compromised. And if he's compromised, we've laughed at Kabali for this, but by the numbers, they literally do have the best backup quarterback in the NFL behind him. So there's all, I mean, that's probably, I know he's a sentimental favorite now, and you liken him to Marc-Andre Fleury, now that was fair in terms of like a guy's rise and fall and rise again, but you have a great option on your bench.
They have an option. I think what's interesting about his games is that he managed to do something that the Steelers don't really do a lot with their quarterbacks, or haven't done a lot since Roethlisberger was really closer to his prime, and even in his prime, he was thrown at a ton. You know what Mason did in those last four regular season games he's played now, either come into or actually been the starter? He hasn't even attempted 30 passes. Not once. He did in the Bills playoff game.
Yeah.
He was forced into being way less efficient. He has been like shockingly efficient at throwing the football. 17 to 27, 18 to 24, 18 to 20. You get into this year, it's obviously he doesn't throw it nearly. He doesn't even, attempt 20 passes, 12 of 16. He's been a very efficient passer. That makes me wonder if that can continue, I guess. Like, it's almost been too perfect, if that makes sense. He's come in and just been so clean with almost everything he's done that because of his overall track record.
So you feel he's due for a bad game?
It's kind of the way people talk about like the other shoe dropping. When a team is outperforming expectations, at some point they have to come back to earth if there isn't a reputational part of it.
Yeah.
And once in a while, you'll get something like the 99 Rams greatest show on turf where it just never does come back to earth. Like, Kurt Warner just stayed that awesome the entire time because he had a great supporting cast and he himself was great. Mason Rudolph, to say what I said yesterday again, has not been, in football terms, lustily pursued by the rest of the league for his services.
Right.
Which makes me think that it's more likely than not that he will at some point come back to earth and you'll get a stinker out of him at a very inopportune time. That's kind of my rebuttal to the idea that he's been spectacular, essentially, in his last four games of significant action.
Yeah, that he's bad, that he's due for a bad game, is what I said.
He does not have enough of a track record to suggest that he is beyond being, quote, due for a bad game.
Which I agree with, but right now you are dealing with someone who's, I would say, kind of struggling. He isn't 100%. And whenever Mason Rudolph goes in, two things happen. He doesn't turn the ball over, which Tomlin loves, and they win the games he plays in. That's a pretty compelling argument for a guy to play if the quarterback isn't 100%.
Well, the turnover part of it is huge because Tomlin, my God, waxed poetic about their ball security, their ability. Dennis Allen, a Dennis Allen unit that just loves to force turnovers. Would you consider doing the, what was it? Was it Landry Jones, I guess, starts the game while Ben is on the bench and then Landry immediately gets hurt? In this case, it would be Mason's not very good and Aaron Rodgers gets to ride the white horse. I don't think Rodgers would go for that.
Steelers-Browns game. Yes, of course. And Ben came in and threw for 300 yards and was great in that game. Would I consider it? Yeah, I mean, I still am leaning Rodgers, but I'm not as firm or as convicted about it as I was when we started the show yesterday. Your backup quarterback has played great. And when was the last time Rodgers played well? The Bengals Thursday night game. He did his job against the Colts. It wasn't a really hard job to do because of how many turnovers they forced. And I get it. Rudolph got two defensive touchdowns in that game. Great. But the two times he had the ball, they marched down the field and scored touchdowns. So And it's a continuation. He picked up where he left off. I can't. Those are facts. You know, like, that, take the emotion out of it. Take fan sentiment out of it. The facts are, if we look at the last, say, 10 quarters they've played as quarterback in a Steelers uniform, Mason Rudolph has outperformed Aaron Rodgers. Now, Mason Rudolph's is spread out, and it's disjointed, and it's broken up over 2 years.
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Because there was a stinker of a year in the middle there where he didn't play for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
I don't hold that against him whatsoever.
Do
just
you
like
ding him at all because he was playing against a, and I'm being generous here, horse crap defense on Sunday?
No, because Aaron Rodgers played against the same defense, and Rudolph was better.
I mean, so, the Bears' defense isn't very good either.
No, I know, but Chris, think about it then. Like, if you say, okay, don't give, you know, let's not inflate Mason Rudolph because he did it against the Bengals' defense. Well, then you've really got to come down on Rodgers for not looking good against that defense. I think. You can't have it both ways.
No, I don't think Rodgers looked all that good. I think my main argument against him was if he's compromised in any way, and I felt like Tomlin was trying to thread that needle, I would play Rudolph as the best of two average options. But it sounds like your opinion here isn't so much that Rudolph is the better of two, you know, middling options. It sounds like you're starting to talk yourself into the idea that maybe if they let him play,
I think for this
he's
going
to go in
two,
there and ball out.
I think for this game, they have two good options. Yeah, I actually do. You're
good
right.
Good options.
Yes.
But you've just admitted that Rodgers hasn't been playing all that well.
I know, but I still put stock in how great he's done against the Bears for his career.
I'm surprised that you put that. I understand there's the football mysticism of, well, he just maybe is comfortable in that stadium and gets gassed up to play. But how much similarity does this Bears team bear to the last time he played them and beat up on them, and which would have been 2022, I think?
I would say probably a lot, because he's not playing against their offense. He's playing against their defense.
How much of their defense have they turned over?
No, but the point is their defense was bad then and it's bad now.
But it's different bad. I mean,
okay. Is it better bad?
I'm just saying, Dennis Allen wasn't running it back in 22.
Okay.
So,
but when he was
scheme.
Beating them in 2014, I'm guessing the defense wasn't the same as it was in 2022. Of course it evolves. But the laundry's the same and the stadium's the same.
I know,
and he's comfortable there.
The thing that's more in line is not that he played the Bears all that time. It's that really good Aaron Rodgers was still the quarterback. Like, prime Aaron Rodgers versus most teams was really good.
Yeah.
More so than, I think that's a more reasonable explanation if I'm being sober analysis
but
on
I think
why
even,
he kills
I,
the Bears.
But I think even when Ben was on the downside of his career, he beat the Browns. You know,
other than one particular game.
You get it, though. Donnie, do you think it's black and white here? It's got to be Rodgers, or do you think that there's merits to both? I mean, that's pretty much my point here, is that I don't think that it's... I think I overstated it yesterday. I don't think it's clear and obvious that it has to be Rodgers on Sunday if we're actually looking at this dispassionately.
I think it gives them a good backup plan, Mason Rudolph, that is. If they do play Aaron Rodgers and maybe he re-aggravates something, or if you even want to say he has just an absolute dud of a first half and they think it has to do with the injury, then they bring in a guy who is pretty comfy in their offense. But I think you go with Aaron Rodgers in the game if he's able to go. I mean, I know that he wants to play. All of these guys will want to play. But if he is actually cleared and able to go,
okay,
I'm going to start that guy.
Agreed. But does anybody actually believe the following statement? Aaron Rodgers gives the Steelers a much better chance to win on Sunday. Much better. Does anybody believe
better,
that?
Not much better. Better.
Yeah.
If they, what's the line right now?
3.
And it started at 1.5?
Yeah.
If it was defined that Rudolph was the starter, what would that line do?
I think it'd move a little bit towards the Bears, but I don't think it would move much.
Couple of points?
I don't even know about that.
1.5, 4.5 maybe?
It's already at 3. I mean, it's tough to get from 3 to 3.5. Maybe it would.
I mean, I think
maybe
that,
it would move a half point, but I don't think it would move much more than that.
I think that the people who set these odds, the odds makers,
yeah,
would view Rudolph as an inferior option.
I would agree with that, but Chris, we know the odds makers don't value Aaron Rodgers that much because their win total in Vegas didn't change when he signed before the season started.
True.
It was the same exact thing after he got here. So they don't think he's any good. They think he's washed, basically. Look at the division odds the whole time.
I think if you were going to
start, they basically think he's played above his head the entire season.
I think
at 41
if you were
going to
start Rudolph, you should just declare it now, put the game plan in for him. Tomlin alluded to that, like stuff he likes and is comfortable with. You should just do it now. Like I guess they're going to let him probably take all the reps with the ones because it's very obvious that they don't think Rodgers actually needs them. If he can go, he can go. But man, if you're you got to tailor a game plan with the idea that you're light on your feet and you're ready for Rudolph to be the.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.